Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, February 14th, 2011. Happy Valentine's Day. Today is Love is in the Air, and there's nothing I love more than when plus-size individuals and companies break into the mainstream and do big things, and the company on today's show is doing just that. OneStopPlus.com is a Red Cats USA company located on Fashion Avenue in New York City. 2 years ago, OneStopPlus.com was started as the world's first online fashion mall for plus sizes, and now is one of the fastest growing fashion websites in the country because they know that one style does not fit all. Over 10,000 products, as in as many as 70 sizes, all from leaders in American and European plus-size fashion, make OneStopPlus.com the destination for the best selection. Our special guest today is Zahir Bavani, Vice President of Design at OneStopPlus.com, and let's welcome him to the show. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. So, first, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Better than most. It's Zahir Bavani.
Okay. Well, thank you for being on the show today. Now, how did you get your start in the fashion industry and with One Stop Plus?
Actually, it's funny. Growing up, I was actually planning to become a doctor, and so I was doing internships with surgeons because I had an internship program at my high school, and I was so bored that I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do if I have to spend the next 12 years in college, you know, dedicated to something I wasn't passionate about?
Right.
So I had to reevaluate my values, and I decided to pursue something creative. Mm-hmm. I picked fashion because I've always had this affinity towards clothes. You know, they're really powerful. They can create or reinvent oneself. So that's what I did. And I've been with this company for about 7 years, and I've seen One Stop Plus since its inception take, you know, tremendous growth. It's been pretty exciting to see this innovative platform take shape. So it's been a nice ride.
Now, is One Stop Plus a portal for various companies, or is it an actual clothing line?
Actually, it's both. We are the first and only online mall, as you mentioned, for plus-size women and men. We like being the first at things. But we did create our very own collection for the very first plus-size fashion show that we did during New York Fashion Week last September.
Okay, that was the first time you ever had the One Stop Plus line.
Uh-huh, it's called Collection by OSP, and that line will continue for this next show as well.
Oh, okay. Now tell us the types of clothing you carry and the price point and the size ranges for those listening that aren't familiar with the website.
Oh, my God, we have everything. I think you said in your opening statement we have like 20,000 items on the site. So we carry everything from casual to dressy, sporty to relaxed, weekend to career. I mean, you name it, lingerie to outerwear, shoes to accessories. We have everything there.
And I even saw you had like perfume.
We
you
sure
have
do. We have
everything, literally.
Everything. I mean, there is no other place where you can actually, that's why we call it One Stop Plus. You get everything in one stop. And our ranges are probably as wide as our offer. I mean, it can go from $7.99, you could find something, to all the way up to $150 or even more. And we offer a lot of sizes, too, like you mentioned, from size 12W to size 44W. And the new thing that we're doing is, you know, like I said, we have like 250 different brands on the site, and we keep adding more. Some of them, like you guys probably know, Woman Within, Romans, or Jessica London.
Right.
And then, you know, we are also an international company. So we have, like, Tysim and Ellos from, you know, Europe as well.
And so if the highest price you go is to $150, everything is affordable on your website then.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of our, you know, attributes that we try to stand for is value.
Mm-hmm. Now, why was it so significant for your company to have a plus-size fashion show during New York Fashion Week?
Well, you know, we represent the majority of women out there in an industry that doesn't recognize them, and we felt it was kind of important and more so necessary to provide a voice to these women. And as a leader of plus size, One Stop Plus really made fashion history with our show last September, and we're going to do an even bigger show this time around.
So how will the show be different this year from last year's show?
Well, I think, you know, we tout the phrase fashion democracy, and we're really about being inclusive, not exclusive. So we wanted to include the women that this show is about.
Mm-hmm.
And like the true innovators that this company really stands for, we're going to revolutionize it once again. So we're producing the first ever virtual international plus-size fashion show. And that means millions of women around the world can partake in Fashion Week, which is, you know, a first, I think, especially for, you know, the real women out there.
Right. And so this online fashion show, now will it still be a full-fledged production like last year where people will be in the audience as well, or is this something produced strictly for streaming online?
It was definitely – I'm actually calling it a fashion film because
okay.
The idea was that the room was too small for such a big idea. And with a virtual fashion show, we could do so many more things that we couldn't do in a live show. And you're going to see that on February 17th. It's just different dynamics of how to see the clothes and takes of, you know, how to express a collection. So it's definitely going to be an online event.
So last year, since it was event that people could attend, there were a lot of celebrities that were in attendance. Will the online fashion show have any celebrities pop up, or this is like a total different setup this year?
Yeah, I think this year we're trying to make the celebrity be about the customer because that's who we're really celebrating. So the more, you know, people that we can reach that these clothes are for, that to me is a bigger success than having a celebrity in a, you know, first row.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, walk us through the viewing instructions because a lot
sure.
of people are listening are confused about how to watch the show. So how do we go about doing that?
Okay, it's very simple. If you just go to www.ospfashionshow.com. You can just sign on there. The show is going to air this Thursday, February 17th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can watch it on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, iTouch, whatever, any internet connection you have. And on top of that, we're going to put it on the internet around the world. So it's going to be broadcast in France, UK, Belgium, Sweden. We're really making this like an international event.
So when you go to the website, is there anything you have to sign up for?
Yeah,
is it a
just
cost?
Say, yeah, just sign up for it, yeah, and it'll say RSVP to our fashion show, and you get your front row seat, and it'll
so
be...
So you have to RSVP in order to watch it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's you have to sign up and put in your email, but there's not a cost involved.
No. In fact, it's absolutely free.
Okay. So,
and on top of it, if you're in New York City, you can come join us because it's going to be broadcast on a Jumbotron in Times Square.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to have a big party. So anyone who's around that area, come join us at 1 p.m. on the 17th.
Now, if you don't catch the fashion show on the live stream, will it be automatically archived for viewers to watch whenever?
Absolutely. I believe we're going to have it on our site at some later point.
But it won't be automatically, like, going and rerun after it's over.
I don't know for sure exactly. I think on the OSP fashion show, it might rerun. But I believe the main viewing is going to be at 1 p.m.
Okay.
The premiere.
Right, the big shebang.
Yeah.
Now, during the fashion show, you will be debuting your fall 2011 collection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell us more about the collection that is going to be debuted.
Well, for this season, I fell in love with, like, deep, saturated colors that are seductive and sultry.
Mm-hmm.
I love colors. To me, it's like, you know, embracing the zest for life.
And a lot of plus-size women stick with black because they think black is slimming.
And I got to tell you, I think, you know, nothing reads more beautiful than a vibrant color. And we're kind of in the mindset of we're not trying to cover you up. We're actually trying to celebrate you. So, you know, don't try to do something that's going to cover you. Your curves are beautiful, so embrace them. So it really has a lot of, like, deep saturated colors. Mm-hmm. Nature is something that always inspires me. So this kind of dark, sultry palette that I selected made me think of an enchanted forest or garden. Mm-hmm. So I themed this collection Sultrous Garden. And mm-hmm. you're going to see a lot of nature-inspired prints. And one thing I really wanted to do with this collection was really celebrate the curves of the female form. So mm-hmm. I engineered all the prints to create an hourglass shape for any woman who wears it, which I thought was a nice way to, you know, show off the curves of a woman.
It'll a flatter, like the pear shape or the hourglass.
No matter what your shape is, it's going to give you that balance, proportion, and really highlight, you know, the femininity of a woman. It's interesting.
And so what kind of fabrics?
The fabrics are really soft and supple. They kind of create this almost effortless fluidity. So you'll have crepe de chine, which is like this fluid silk-like fabric, georgette, velvet, a lot of wool felt. So it really has a nice balance of texture and flow. A lot of the silhouettes are asymmetrical, which, you know, most women tend to shy away from, but they really cut the body nicely and give length, you know. So that's one of the themes that runs across the collection.
So after the fashion show, how soon will these fashions be for purchase on the website?
Well, it is a fall 2011 collection, so it'll be probably up in September.
Okay.
But
now,
the show that we did for spring 2011, mm-hmm. that should be coming up next month in March, so look out for that.
Oh, so the fashion shows, they show the clothes way before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because really what happens is, you know, the designers show the collection and then the buyers buy it for the stores, and so you have to have like 6 months to produce it, and that's usually the time frame.
So these are literally the sample sizes that are in the fashion shows.
Exactly.
Okay, we're learning something new today.
Yeah.
So what are some of the trends that is in mainstream fashion that you pulled into the collection? I know everybody is wearing leggings right now. Do you have leggings in the collection?
I don't have leggings. We already offer that already. I was trying to do something a little bit more designery, but mm-hmm. we do have cruise pants, which are kind of the new length pants. They are kind of between your calf and your ankle, and they're like the new fall pant. And I went with I definitely went with a slimmer leg on some pants.
The skinny jean look.
Yeah, exactly, to mm-hmm. give it, you know, a certain sense of length and proportion. You'll definitely see a lot of long maxi dresses and skirts, which are, you know, something that's happening out there.
I love those.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, how do you select the models that you use on the website and for the fashion shows? Do you ever take direct submissions for freelance models, or do you strictly go through the agencies?
We normally go through the agencies. That way the model's protected as well with, you know, wages and so on and so forth. And mm-hmm. it's worked out really well. I mean, I got to tell you, when I do castings, mm-hmm. I want them all. Like, there are so many beautiful plus-size women. Like, when they come in, I'm like, I don't even see a size. I just see this beautiful, you know, person in front of me. So I would definitely reach out.
So you handpick the models yourself?
Yes. It's going to be a twist with the model selection this time, you'll see, that I don't want to give away.
Okay.
But it's different than your traditional fashion show. That was one thing we wanted to do, you know. Like, we're always going to be breaking boundaries, and we want to do something than a traditional fashion show. We did that the first time. Now we're going to do it a step further. And next time, who knows what's going to happen.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So since you are a shopping portal that carries many brands, are there opportunities for independent plus-size designers to submit their clothing line to your website?
Absolutely. We have a whole process that we do in terms of bringing on new people, new brands. We really are open to everyone, so I welcome anyone who wants to sell on our site.
But for the independent ones, they would have to be able to produce like a certain amount to be on your standard.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, that can range. It's nothing set. It's really what works for both parties. Our goal really is to give a voice to plus size, and however we can do that the best, that's what we're here to do.
Now, you have a very interactive website, and I want to go through some of the features on your site. Now, first, tell me about the One Stop Plus magazine.
Oh, the OSP Mag. That's actually one of my favorite parts of the website.
Mm-hmm.
My design team works really closely with this initiative. It's really this editorial presentation of fashion culture that's kind of geared towards plus size and beyond. So you get makeup tips, you'll get our trends that we put together, you get, you know, the latest fashion shoots that we've done on our models. So that's the type of stuff that you'll get from there. To me, that's the most fun of the site.
Mm-hmm. And how often does that come out? Is that monthly or bi-monthly?
Right now, I believe it's quarterly, and we're going to be looking to do it more frequently as we get more, platforms to do so and more stories that we're constantly building for the OSP Mag.
Okay.
Yeah.
And another thing I saw on the website was the OSP TV.
Oh, yeah.
Now, tell me a little about that.
OSP TV is basically, you know, we do a lot of videos. We do... we had our first commercial, one of our first commercials last year and the one before that. So it's really creating almost a network of videos for OSP.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fun and interactive. I highly recommend checking that out.
Mm. And then one other thing I saw was the iPhone app. Now, you are the first plus size company I've seen with the iPhone app.
Yes. And
now, what if you download the iPhone app to your phone, what kind of things does it do?
Well, I mean, you know, the iPhone is a great tool. I have one myself. But if you're trying to shop on a regular site, you constantly have to spread it open and open and open. But this free app allows you to search by brand and by style and by size a lot more easier, and the navigation's a lot faster, so you're not having to page through so much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a really cool app. I highly suggest checking it out. And it's free.
See, I have a BlackBerry, so I can't
use it. Are you going to convert now that it went to Verizon?
I might.
Okay.
So I can get the OSP app.
All right. It's worth it.
So, you know, we have the big fashion show coming up that we want to reiterate. But besides that, do you have any other things coming up that we should be on the lookout for?
You know, there's so many projects that we're constantly doing. I would highly recommend joining our Facebook community because that's where we post, like, a lot of exclusives. And it's a great community of women and men that really share a whole, you know, sense of living. But that's where we post a lot of stuff that you'll see coming up. But trust me, there's a lot. You guys are going to be continually surprised and entertained by us.
And let's go over the fashion show details one more time.
Sure. So go to ospfashionshow.com, and it's going to be this Thursday, February 17th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And I look forward to watching the show with everyone.
Well, thank you. And the official website just to shop is?
OneStopPlus.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, and I definitely will be tuned in to the fashion show.
Cool. Let me know what you think.
I will. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you to our fabulous guests this evening. And tune in next week, and we'll have more plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the Curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at www.plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.